This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan, Corey Majors, Kevin Hagelin, and Reggie in studio. And gentlemen, don't forget, ladies and gentlemen as well, don't forget to come see us at the Eagle's Nest tomorrow. We're going to be there from 7 to 11. So if you want a party, you know where the party's going to be. I am looking at Boban holding things, but I'm also figuring out just how much gravy he can hold, Kevin, as we go around and dip into some gridiron gravy.
Man, there's a ton of stuff tonight. We start with the Minshew Mini Pack. You can buy tickets to Jags games against the Saints and the Jets for October 13th and October 27th in the Minshew Mini Pack. You get tickets to those games. You also get a bandana. You get a mustache. And you get a picture on the field with your gear on. Tickets, of course, range from a wide variety of $41 to $600. So there's a whole lot of options in there. But the Jags are going full in on Minshew Mania. Corey, do you have Minshew Mania?
Not really.
Okay. I was really excited, and then you just were kind of like...
I mean, like, there are a couple of cool things. Like, him and Uncle Rico doing the commercial together was fun. The fact that he's been pretty good is also pretty cool. He's questionable, though, right? So there's a big concern there.
Oh, he'll be there. Don't you worry.
Here's the thing. I'm concerned that his legend is becoming too much.
No. Just take it the same way as Linsanity. It'll be here quick. It might go away quick. Just enjoy the magical ride while it's here until ESPN puts up a racist headline about him, and then it all falls apart. Remember that?
Yeah, that did happen.
But, like, I guess that's my thing, is I'm just so concerned that it's his legend is going to be just so much that it's going to turn everybody against him. Because right now it's cool, right? Because he's got this raw sexual prowess, and he's got all these other things.
Pardon?
Have you not been, like, in tune with that yet, Reggie? Look at the man.
Like, you don't want him to look at your girl because he might impregnate her just by looking at him.
Okay.
Yeah. Guys, let's switch gears and talk about Vontaze Burfict, because Derek Carr has spoken out on his behalf, and he said that Burfict is, quote, one of the most misunderstood people in the NFL.
What?
He said, quote, I don't think he was trying to hurt that man. That man was going down. And he said that Vontaze Burfict's heart is, quote, broken. Corey, how bad do you feel now for trashing Vontaze Burfict?
His heart is not more broken than most of the people he's hit.
Oh, so not,
illegally.
Not a lot.
Yeah, no, I don't feel bad for him at all. He can be, my heart's all broken and everything. But guess what, dude? If you didn't do bad things to people, it wouldn't be hurt.
All right.
Have you guys noticed that much like Best Shape of My Life, your dude is one of the most misunderstood people, is like one of those things that, like, you say, but that doesn't mean what you think it means.
Yeah, that's a good point. We need to put together a compilation of all of that.
Because didn't in the video that Antonio Brown released of John Gruden, didn't John Gruden think, like, no, say, I just think he's really, I think he's really misunderstood.
And then he's like, we got to get him the hell out of here. All right, you mentioned Minshew. He was limited in Wednesday's practice because of the knee injury. They still think that he'll be good to go. Josh Allen may not be good to go. He's still in concussion protocol, but they say he is improving. Now, Sam Darnold, he practiced today, but he's still not cleared for contact. So how much did he really practice, if that's the case?
Now, probably not much at all, Kevin.
Yes, probably not. In case you missed what Brada said earlier, he said, Michael Gallup, he'll be there for Sunday's game, ready to go.
Hell yeah!
So that is excellent. Now, other players who might make a surprising
return...
Just
color me excited, Kevin.
Okay. Other players who might make an unexpected return on Sunday, Saquon Barkley. The Giants have said they are not ruling him out. And this led to my favorite quote of the day from Pat Shurmur. Some doctors had him out at 8 weeks. Not my doctors, unquote. So, what? Yeah, he could be back. We'll see. I would probably.
That Shermer is a weird bird,
he
dude.
He is weird.
He is just a weird man.
Wait, who are those some doctors? Are they the Giants doctors? Does he have separate doctors?
Yeah.
But do you think that the team doctors, or you're just thinking they're just personal Pat Shermer doctors? Because that's kind of what I think.
And if they're personal Pat Shermer doctors, why do you have multiple doctors, dog?
I mean, you have to have a doctor for your junk. You have to have a doctor for your heart. You have to have a doctor for your brain.
Cena's the doctor.
Ah, yeah, the junkologist. I forgot.
You have to have a doctor for your lungs. I mean, they're doctors for everything, Reggie. Act like there's just one doctor for all of it.
Here's a PSA.
Unless it's Doogie Howser.
If somebody tells you they're a junkologist, don't go to that doctor.
Dr. Quinn, medicine woman.
Yep, oh, yep, but that was only on the frontier.
I'd go see her.
Oh, but she treats horses, too.
I would die.
Yeah.
Unless she treated me.
Like, man, that is a good point.
That's her job, is to make sure I don't die while horsed.
Yeah, okay.
Horsed. To that I say nay.
Horsed.
All right. Let's go to Roquan Smith. He was back on Wednesday, and he said he is ready to play. Then his head coach swooped in and said, quote, we'll see.
Again?
Yeah. He's not tipping his hand about anything. What's wrong with him? Don't know. Oh, when's he going to come back? Don't know. Is he going to play? We'll see. But let's move to another player.
He doesn't want
to
give too much away for the main event.
Okay.
Of course.
Let's move to another player and play Name That Ailment. Jalen Ramsey.
Leg.
Did not practice today.
Ankle.
You say leg?
Back.
Hand.
Back. Back is correct.
Woo!
It is now the back injury. But of course, the article starts like this. Jaguars cornerback Jalen Ramsey still wants to be traded, and he still won't be practicing. Mm-hmm. Makes you feel like they question the legitimacy of his injury.
I think they totally question the legitimacy of his injury.
Is it because it keeps changing?
Yeah, he doesn't know what's hurt. And he's just like, what?
To be fair, it was the back that he originally mentioned. He just happened to have other things, like, you know, his wife is pregnant.
Yeah, then he also hurt his neck and his ankle.
Was there another back that he possibly could have injured? Is that what? Because you said it was the back he originally mentioned. Oh, okay. So
the first time he mentioned,
first time
it was the back.
I guess my other question then is, what's next? How many injuries can he possibly have before they're just like, whatever,
ooh,
man?
Does he have like an injury bingo card?
Yeah, or maybe he's just like, look, I'm playing the NFL. Everything
hip flexor
hurts.
I'm gonna say hip flexor.
Hip flexor.
Ooh, yeah. That's a good one.
Yeah. Guys,
what's the hardest injury to prove?
Groin injury.
Because nobody knows if it's groin or groin.
Well, plus I feel like they don't want to really examine it. You're like, yeah, but if you really get in there, and they're like, no, not gonna. Guys, let's talk about Deshaun Watson.
Turf toe.
Come on. Deshaun Watson and the Houston Texans are going to face the Atlanta Falcons this weekend. Deshaun Watson, starting at the age of 13, worked as a ball boy for the Atlanta Falcons. He had a captivating story about Asante Samuel. So, according to him, Watson was in training camp one year. Asante Samuel was doing a special teams drill when he realized he forgot his mouthpiece in his locker. He asked Deshaun Watson, "Will you go get my mouthpiece?" So he did. And Asante Samuel said, come find me after practice. Here's what happens next, per Deshaun Watson. Quote, so I went to his locker after practice, and he pulled out this Louis Vuitton bag and pulled out a whole stack of money, and he gave me $1,000 just to get his mouthpiece.
I think that's fair compensation.
$1,000?
Yeah, it's a really important mouthpiece.
Hold on. Deshaun Watson?
Yes.
Went and got the mouthpiece for him.
Correct.
He's the quarterback.
Okay.
He doesn't have to do that.
You caught the very beginning of the story when he was 13.
He didn't have to do that, Kevin. He's the quarterback of the Houston Texans.
Not at age 13, he was not.
Did we check it with the NCAA if that made him ineligible?
Ooh, I think he's still in middle school. What's the cabal that runs middle school athletics is what I want to know.
What? Hold on. So Deshaun Watson wasn't the quarterback of the team?
No. At the age of 13, he was not.
So what position was he playing?
He was the, I don't know, trainer, helper. He
you
was
think
the ball
Deshaun,
boy.
You think at 13?
I was like, yeah, you literally started the segment.
At 13,
with this.
He wasn't playing quarterback? Is that what you're saying?
No. Like most 13-year-olds, he was the ball boy.
No, he had to have been playing never mind.
Yep. Guys, let's go to the saddest team in the NFL. You might be thinking it's the Dolphins. Is it? Because yesterday we talked about how Bill Belichick gave all this fake praise to the Washington Redskins. Today we go to Jay Gruden.
Oh, no.
Who, if nothing else, he's keeping it real right here. Question was asked, what is the team's plan at quarterback for Sunday's game? His response, quote, we don't have one right now, end quote.
Get ready, what? Adrian Peterson. You're going to start at quarterback.
No, my you wanted God. The ball so much. Now you got it.
They are going to get smashed so bad.
By who?
By the Patriots. I can't wait. You know what? I'm excited.
Is Asante Samuel still playing for the Patriots?
I don't believe so. I can't wait until next week.
What happens if Washington gets out there and they go, we call Tom Brady all-time quarterback?
Oh, that'd be cool. I still think somehow they would lose. I can't wait until next week. It's Washington on the road against the Dolphins. That game's going to be incredible. I can't wait to watch it.
That doesn't seem like the right word to describe it.
Yeah. No, I'm sticking with it. Corey, good news.
Asante Samuel retired in 2013, Kevin.
Ah, so close.
Okay.
From the Falcons.
Okay. Corey, Kirk
Cousins. He's no longer
with
the Patriots. I just wanted to point that out.
I hate both of you so much. You're both the worst at this. Kirk Cousins apologized to Adam Thielen for being terrible at quarterback. He said, quote, I really want to apologize to Thielen because there's too many opportunities where we could have hit him on Sunday. Post game, when I talk to the media, I always say, hey, until I watch the film, it's hard for me to give you a straight answer. Well, now it's Tuesday. I watched the film, and there really were opportunities.
He needed to watch the film? Because, like, this is the thing. As the quarterback, if you didn't see the opportunities and you, did not know that you missed opportunities until you saw the film, you probably are not doing good at the quarterback.
Yeah, it's your job to know where you're supposed to throw the ball if you're the quarterback, right? Like, that's, oh, hey, I'm supposed to throw it downfield. Most of the time, Kirk Cousins is getting pressured, turns around, and throws it at his running back who's trying to block. And then there's a big problem because, oh, I was going to get hit, and I'm too scared to get hit because I don't want to hurt. Well, listen, if you're not going to throw the ball downfield and see it, you don't need to be the quarterback on this team. You're right, Kevin. You're right, man.
He sucks.
That guy sucks.
Guys, Tyreek Hill was back at practice for the Chiefs today. Andy Reid would not confirm that he will play this weekend, but he was back at practice today. You're not going to see John Ross for some time for the Bengals. We told you yesterday that he was going to be out multiple weeks. Now it looks like he'll be out at least 8 weeks as the Bengals have put him on injured reserve.
Night. That's bad.
It is bad. There's also a continuing situation with the Vikings. We told you how weird it was that he started following all these Patriots people on social media. Today, he missed practice for, quote, non-injury reasons. Not surprisingly, Mike Zimmer declined to elaborate. So I don't really know exactly what's going on with him there.
I'm going to take a guess. Groin.
Okay. Maybe so.
But that's an injury. Or is it? Is a groin an injury?
No, it's a part of the body.
What if he's like, my groin feels too good? You know? Then.
That is not.
So he needs to go home to handle that.
No! You just go to the locker room for that.
Can't do that in the locker room.
Oh, please. You're telling me nobody's ever done that in an NFL locker room? All right. Whoever's listening right now, Sean and RJ, Ben and Skin, G-Bag, the next interview you have with an NFL player, please, please ask them if they think anyone's ever handled up in the locker room.
Ben and Skin are the only ones that can ask that question. Or Kavanaugh.
I really want Sean Sharif to have to ask
Sean
that question.
Sean will not ask that question.
That's probably true. Guys, sad news for the Arizona Cardinals today. Their owner, Bill Bidwell, passed away. He was 88. He's been associated with the team for the past 8 decades. There's a cool video up on the Arizona Cardinals Twitter that is narrated by Larry Fitzgerald. Larry Fitzgerald said the NFL family lost a pioneer today. Bill Bidwell loved the Arizona Cardinals and the great state of Arizona. So, Larry Fitzgerald broken up. I'm sure a lot of Cardinals fans are broken up about that.
Do you think Bidwell was the reason that they didn't film Jerry Maguire with the Cardinals?
Ooh, because his name was Rod Tidwell. So, that sounds kind of
like the Cardinals, though.
Like Bidwell.
They were Cardinal. Maybe.
I know. So, I'm saying.
Didn't they have a Rod Tidwell, though?
Did they?
Oh, my.
I don't know about that. Couple of Patriots notes for you. Steven Gostkowski is headed to the IR, so that kicking competition wasn't just because they were angry at him. And then Tom Brady said this. He's worn the same shoulder pads since he started at Michigan in 1995. What? He said they've gotten reconditioned a little bit, but once you find something you like, you stick with it.
Unless, oh, so Antonio Brown can't wear his helmet, but Tom Brady could keep wearing the same shoulder pads.
Yes, because once you find something you like, you stick with it. And then he went on to say, I mean, unless it's like a girl and you knocked her up, then you can totally ditch her and not see that kid to hook up with somebody different.
I'm not that sure didn't that happen. He said that.
Kevin, you made all
part,
that up.
He did say, you find something you like, you stick with it. And I'd be like, are you a fan of irony? Or, but no, I don't think anybody asked that follow-up
question.
He's
talking about a physical, like, something you wear. Not,
I mean,
somebody you
never
do. Talk about something totally different, dude. Mm-hmm. On such a low scale, and you had to bring that up.
Because Tom Brady's a scumbag, and everyone should know that. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, we're continuing to build the Texas Rangers Super Team. We've got some more pieces for you next on The Fan.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This segment of the KNC Masterpiece is brought to you by the personal injury team at Frankel & Frankel. If you've been hurt in an accident and it's not your fault, call 214-333-3333 or you can go online to frankelfirm.com, principal office, Dallas, Texas.
To Bryant. And Chris drives one in the air, deep left field. It's got a chance. Gone. Chris Bryant, a two-run homer to left. Cubs lead 7-1.
Kevin, what side does Chris Bryant hit from?
I think the right side, right?
He is a right-handed power hitter.
And he plays third base.
And,
oh my God,
there are a lot of things to think about here, but what if I told you I have a chance to make the new stadium that much more exciting? Now, I don't know exactly how we're going to accomplish this, but earlier today, Mike Bacsik was discussing Mookie Betts as a potential option in the outfield for the Texas Rangers. And listen, man, I had Mookie Betts on my fantasy team this year. He was fantastic. He was constantly putting up numbers. There were times when I was like, why is he day-to-day? Why is he not playing? He needs to be playing. And he got injured running into the wall out here. But that stadium's gone. We have Globe Life Field now that is on the way, and that's what we need to be looking forward to, Kevin. So let's say we did make a move to get Mookie Betts. I don't know how you're going to do it, but let's just dream it real quick.
You're an
Kevin.
Idea guy. We don't need all the details.
Yeah, yeah. I'll let you come up with the details.
Okay.
I'll come up with the vision. But here's another thing that I'm trying to figure out just what it would do to ticket sales.
Oh, I think that would be huge.
Following Sunday's announcement that Joe Maddon's time as a manager of the Cubs is done, Theo Epstein is ready to continue in the direction of change. His desire for what is best for the Cubs, is that's the quote there,
yep,
includes being ready to consider trading Chris Bryant and Javi Baez.
Oh, my.
Here's the kind of, he was walking through with Phil Rogers of Forbes magazine. Do you keep him for the long term? Do you just keep him for 2 years? Or do you contemplate listening on trades for them? I look at them both the same. I think they're fantastic players. I don't think it's mutually exclusive, which I've never really understood what mutually exclusive means.
It doesn't have to be one or the other.
I think they're both hugely important. It would be hard to see them out of a Cubs uniform, but we are at a transition point. You have to do what's best for the Cubs. I hope it includes both those guys. But that does not sound too promising.
It does not.
And Kevin, a lot of people don't like Rougned Odor.
Uh-huh.
Would you be able to put Javi Baez at second base next to Elvis Andrus?
Oh, what about Solak?
Oh, sorry, Solak. We just traded you off to the Cubs so that we could get Chris Bryant
actually,
and Javi Baez.
Okay, well, like, obviously we'll need significantly more than that. But I do want to say that Nick Solak would probably be a piece that some teams would desire. So, yeah, that's not a bad start at all.
I don't know what it's going to cost, all right?
Yeah.
But now consider this for a second. You went from having Joey Gallo is the most promising piece on your team. I don't know if Danny Santana would be something that is a tradable commodity, but if you were to add Mookie Betts in the outfield and Chris Bryant to this team, because you heard John Daniels say it with Ben and Skin the other day. He said, we're looking at a bigger pool of players.
Okay.
It sounded like he was saying then just Gerrit Cole and Anthony Rendon.
Sure.
And he also said that based on the idea of what the free agency was last year. Last year it was two guys, and that's really all that mattered. And then they were able to pick and pluck what they wanted to add to this team. Now he's saying it seems like there is a bigger pool of talent out there to pick from, and A, that's going to make it easier for other teams to sign some of the things they need, and it should make it easier for the Rangers to go out and actually spend the money that they have available to spend.
I'm fascinated by the concept, though. While some people are just looking for, and by the way, Tampa Bay has just defeated the Oakland A's.
Talking baseball, and that happened.
5-1. The team with the lowest payroll in all of baseball is now one of the last 8 teams remaining in the playoffs. So pretty sensational for them right there. I do kind of wonder, to your point, if while people are like, who can we sign? They're like, hey, who can we make a deal for?
And isn't that what Jared's been talking about for like the last 3 years, and the Rangers haven't been able to pull off that trade? Or maybe it wasn't available to them, or maybe it just wasn't, you know, no team even had that in mind. But Jared's been saying, I'm less interested in what they're going to sign and more interested in what they could potentially trade for, but we were asking the question of what do they have to trade?
Okay, I'm gonna give you a trade, see if you want to do it. Nick Solak, Willie Calhoun, Nomar Mazara, and your top pitching prospect for Chris Bryant.
Yes.
Wow, you didn't have to think about
that. No, I don't, because
I need to up my offer.
Because, well, and that's, I mean, like, Kevin, you really did just give our, as much as I love Willie Calhoun, is he a 5-tool player? He's a hit stick guy.
Yeah.
And he's a really good hitter. He really is a good hitter. But I'm fine moving on. And Mazara proved to be what Nomar Mazara is.
And what I will say about that, like, you're definitely right about that. What I will say about that is those are players that people would be interested in. You know, because people are going to say, why don't you just trade Rugi? Well, with the contract right now, nobody's going to want him. People are like, why don't you trade Elvis? Well, with his contract, I don't think anybody's going to want him either. But those two players, I mean, those players right there, you know, Nick Solak is young. He's already flashed some ability. Maybe people would want him. Nomar Mazara, he's young. He has at least a decent track record of hitting 20-plus home runs, and he doesn't cost anything. Willie Calhoun, also young, has shown ability. And then if you gave up your top pitching prospect. So, like, at least those are things that, like, other organizations would desire instead of, like, we're not just getting rid of junk players.
This is ridiculous. I just look back and have you seen Mazara's stats this year? Now, this was in 116 games.
Okay, so he played less.
He did play less games. 128 last year, 148, 145 before.
Okay.
First 3 years, 20 home runs.
Yep.
19 home runs this year.
Wow. So no matter what,
he probably would have had 20 home runs. His first 3 seasons in batting average, 266, 253, 258.
That I did know were almost identical.
268. His on-base percentage, 739, 745, 753, 786.
That's his,
his OPS.
I was going to say, if that's his on-base percentage, he's the greatest player that's ever
been. His on-base percentage?
350.
320, 323, 317, 318.
Okay.
Like, he's just always the same. Yep. He is consistent. His strikeout numbers are almost exactly the same. He is a very consistent player. However, I think they are at a frustration point of saying, will he ever be any more than that? So, yes, if I'm saying Willie Calhoun and Mazzara and a top pitching prospect, I've been trading to get these top. I've been trading to get these top pitching prospects. Chris Bryant will be the guy that people go, hold on, Joey Gallo and Chris Bryant on a team together? They'll pick up the phone and they will start calling. And they will say, I want to be at that stadium. How do I get tickets?
I think you're right about that. And
nobody showed up to see Mazzara this year. Nobody showed up to see Willie Calhoun this year.
Man, that's an interesting point. And maybe we need to do that tomorrow or at some point in the next week or so. Who do people show up to the stadium to see?
Mike Trout.
Of our
team. For the Rangers, Joey Gallo.
And that's it? Because I feel like...
Yes.
I mean, they sold all this season as it's the last year at Globe Life Park.
They weren't selling the players. They weren't selling them. I think maybe Mike Minor kind of started surging a little bit, but there's not a pitcher. Garrett Cole, they'll show up to see Garrett Cole.
Yeah, because he'll be like Yu Darvish in terms of like you feel like everything could be a happening.
Garrett Cole is a dynamic story. And you can pretty much feel like when you go out, how many wins did he have this year, Kevin?
I'm not sure. He had more than 300 strikeouts.
Yeah.
Though.
So when you got Garrett Cole on the hill, you feel like you're going to get a win that night. And then you feel pretty confident that you're going to be competitive with Mike Minor and Lance Lynn. So three nights a week rather than two and hoping that Ariel Jurado can be a guy that can do something and Adrian Sampson. Now you got three guys in a row that you feel like you can go out and get three good chances at getting a win for three straight nights. Then if you add something to the bats, now you got something that's really exciting because, Kevin, you want people to show up because they want to see the long ball.
Yes.
They want to see home runs. And right now, Joey Gallo is it.
By the way, Garrett Cole went 20-5 this year.
Is Joey Gallo, does he have to be traded, though, to watch? And somebody just texted in, I'll come to watch Minor, Lynn, and Gallo. That's it. And if the Rangers want, I mean, I think they think the stadium's going to invite a lot of people, and it will, but not all season. It'll get you a big pop the first couple of games. Then people are going to say, okay, I made it. I did it. And then, just like this year, that stadium was packed at the end of the season because this is the last time. It was a great pitch. But you want people to be there all year long? You want them filling up that AC during the summer? You're going to need to give them a reason, a superstar to show up for. And I think the Rangers know that.
I want to run this out real quick from the 806. Do not trade Solak. I'm tired of trading young talent for older players. I mean, just for the record, Chris Bryant is only 3 years older than Nick Solak. So, like, you're talking about a 24-year-old for a 27-year-old. So, like, in that instance, I wouldn't have a particularly big problem for that. Trade Gallo immediately for Betts. There's no way in hell Boston would do that. Like, you'd have to trade
Can you imagine Joey Gallo in Boston, though? Like, how that stadium is perfect for him.
Yeah, with that short, low fence and right.
God.
Okay, so would you be willing to...
It's going to cost you prospects to get a Chris Bryant.
Would you trade... Let's see. Would you trade Solak, your top pitching prospect, and Gallo
for Chris Bryant? No, because my thing is I want to keep Gallo and Chris Bryant. I want them together now. Because I want the right-handed power bat, I want the left-handed power bat, and I want the cell of those two. They grew up playing together. I want all these things that I can pitch and sell and get people to come out for.
Okay.
And those two hitting bombs back-to-back are going to be something that people get super excited about.
All right, so any deal involving Joey?
I know the injury really screwed things up for him this year, but like we started to see the guy that could be potentially an MVP candidate.
The thing that concerns me about all these discussions is I'm getting way too hyped for potential
things.
Is this
like me with Jalen Ramsey that night when I got super excited? Now you're sitting here thinking, hold on.
Things that may or...
Why can't the Rangers do it? Why can't they do in this offseason say, you know what, we're getting the new stadium?
No, they can, but they won't. Like, that's my concern.
But they're supposed to spend money, right?
Yeah, but here's my concern. Is like, Rendon just supposedly turned down a contract that was 7 years, $210 million. So you're talking about needing to pay more than $30 million for him. Garrett Cole is going to cost you more than $30 million. Not Bryant yet or Betts yet, but eventually they would cost you more than $30 million. And I don't know if the Rangers want to part with, like, the trade capital to go out and get either one of those. I would be all about that, but I have a distinct feeling that they're kind of thinking about this like slow and steady wins the race. Let's not fall into the early 2000s Rangers trap and try to think we're there before we're there. So like,
just be there by buying the team.
What do you mean?
Do what the Marlins did and just go out there and just buy a team, dismantle it, and be like, we won our championship.
Sure. If we could sell out everything to pick up Rendon, Cole, and Bryant, and I was like, yeah, let's do that. I don't care.
Part of their thing, though, is that the farm system is not completely stocked yet. And that's what it takes in order to trade those pieces to get the big time pieces. Is you got to have the farm system stocked, and it's just not there.
At some
yet.
Point, I am kind of curious if people are going to be wary of trading for the Rangers because so many of our players turn out to be busts that are these prospects.
What are you doing? Why are you putting that out there in the world?
I mean, if
you don't have to be the one.
If they didn't know that already, I don't really know.
You just said that will they in the future get weary? So they don't know it yet, Kevin.
Okay, well, I guess that's What's Wrong Wednesday. We'll do that next. Why are the Rangers prospects all eight? No, I'm just kidding. 877-881-1053. What's Wrong Wednesday? Let us know. We'll do it next on The Fan.
This segment of the KNC Masterpiece is brought to you by Southwest Kia. Southwest Kia is home of the all-new Kia Telluride. That's an 8-passenger SUV, and you can check it out online at southwestkia.com.
Back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan, we like to know what's going on in your life. So 877-881-1053, let us know what's wrong.
Go ahead, Corey.
What's Wrong Wednesday?
That's
all right,
nice.
I'm going to get to some of these that I'm already seeing on the fan text right now, but 877-881-1053, tell us what's wrong. What's wrong with me is Mike stole my slogan.
What?
He stole my soda slogan. We just heard the commercial where he said, say it with me now, state of the art. That's my slogan. Those are my words.
Not cool, Mike.
Come on, Baskey. What are you doing? I'm going to have a talk with Mike about this, Kevin.
All right.
You know what I do miss about Mike Bassick's commercials, though?
The crisp white shirt.
Yes.
That's the best commercial in the history
aviator
of
aviator glasses.
Station.
But you always knew a crisp white shirt. What? Oh, I know what commercial this is.
That's the best commercial we've ever done. The worst commercial we've ever had was Sean Sharif, the hot samples.
Hot samples.
What the hell was that?
Well, so do you remember what the samples were?
No.
That he was working at a place where he collected those things.
Yeah.
And it was so it was kind of the idea that he was going to say the word.
S?
Yeah.
So why didn't he say hot samples?
No. I think.
No, like intercourse.
Yeah, the intercourse samples.
Oh, that's.
Would even, you like to have hot?
That's even worse
samples?
Than I thought. Yeah. My God.
I think that was somebody else's idea, and he just went along with it, though.
Okay.
Based on what I was told. 877-881-1053. Kevin, what's wrong with you, man?
Man, things are going pretty good. Somebody recognized me driving in the street. Like, I was walking into a place in downtown, and somebody was driving by, and they rolled their window down. Maybe it was already down. They go, Hangy! And it was awesome because I was with somebody, and I felt like it made me look even better. Like, I think I told you
once. Were you with a girl?
Yes, I was. I think I told you.
Were y'all getting a marriage license downtown?
No. We were just at a bar.
Good. Glad you weren't doing that without us.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I mean, Reggie, I've never been invited to one of your weddings. I've only been invited to the wedding of Colby. So.
I would invite you now.
Okay.
You put in time.
Appreciate that. Is there a requisite number of years? It sounds like how you decide to marry someone. You've put in the time. I'll go ahead and marry you.
You made it this long?
I was on a first or second date with this girl once, and we were at a restaurant, and somebody walked by, and they go, better. And she goes, did that person just say better? And you could tell she was, like, really impressed by that. And I thought, thank you, stranger. or Tolo. Like, I didn't see who it was, but I really appreciated it. It made me look good.
There was a time when Adrian was impressed by it. Now she's just like, ugh. Because I think she's jealous of it.
Oh. You know? Yeah, listeners, be the host's best wingman or wingwoman. Come through and, you know, say what's up.
No, absolutely. If we ever find somebody that could tolerate Reggie, it's the same idea.
Yeah, no, I don't know that's going to happen.
Very difficult.
Yeah. Oh, man, should we do like a Reggie dating show?
Reggie, do you want...
Guess what he's going to ask
you. Do you want a significant other?
I mean, I guess. That sounds like it's all
right. 877-881-1053 if you would like to hook up with Reggie forever.
That is the worst... That is the worst sell ever. I mean, I guess. It's not as good as...
He's very indifferent towards the idea of
not as good as this bandana, but I guess it's all right.
I mean, it's not. It's a great green bandana.
Yeah. So, I mean, things are good on that front. I did want to throw out a What's Wrong Wednesday. Did you see the high school football coach who had to resign because he was too good at his job?
What? No.
Yeah. So... A La Jolla coach, it was homecoming, and they beat...
La Jolla.
Or Hoco.
Hoco. Oh, my God. Okay, yeah. I'm going to divert from this story for just a second.
I mean, it started it.
My son got in the car today, and he goes, oh, I know you've been asking. I saw my first Hoco invitation today. And I was like, oh, I would never ask about that. And he goes, homecoming. And he said it, like, all derogatorily and stuff. And so he told me, like, even now, just to go to homecoming, I thought it was just a promposal. But now if you want to take him to homecoming, you got to make a big show out of it and everything like that. So anyways, so this guy coached La Jolla for the homecoming game. They won 60-0 over Copper Canyon. So the coach says at halftime he was approached by the athletic director, who said the school's administrative staff wanted him to stop scoring as it was 30-0.
His own school?
Yes. It was only 30-0 at that point. Like,
yeah, that's not insurmountable, yeah. Especially if, you know, you're playing a team with a decent running back. That can be there in no time flat.
What would Bill Belichick do is what I'd ask. And then so he got fired for that?
Well, so...
Or he had to resign?
They said that he came up to the side... Then they came up to the sidelines and said, you better stop scoring now. And he said, I sent the second and third string guys in there, but if I tell them to stop trying, what does that say about me as a coach? And so we had one special team score, two defensive scores, and people were mad that we were running up the score. And he was like, I didn't know what to do, and I wasn't going to tell my players not to try. Before that game, his team was 3-2.
Oh, what?
So it's not like they were this unstoppable juggernaut. They had won the last game 63-7 after losing 75-35. And 47-7.
Wait, is this them just coming up against the team? And everybody's got the team in the district. That's,
sure.
You know, just they barely fielded the team.
I know, but like he lost two games by 40 points. And so he's like, I mean, you know, it happened. And he said, we shook hands and that was that. When I got the phone call today, it was a surprise to me. But then he realized it was a whole big controversy. And he said to make sure it didn't get any worse, he stepped down. So he was stepped down for his team being too good. And they were 3-2. It's not like they were 5-0 and outscored people 300-0.
Much better than me. I'd have made them fire me.
Yeah. Got to get that unemployment.
Step down for what?
The 214, y'all hardly read my text. That's what's wrong.
Got him.
From the 817, What's Wrong Wednesday? Just had a vasectomy, and my wife was actually in the mood last night.
Ooh, we have to get Frank on the horn. How long after your vasectomy?
3 days.
Before you're ready? It's got to be longer than that.
I'm pretty sure it's like 3 days, dude.
Kevin, we just talked about Amari Cooper playing hurt. You know what I mean?
That's
getting the game.
It's true.
My dad was playing a softball game the night after.
That's it, reckless.
Is that a euphemism for having sex?
You can have sex.
Okay.
As soon as you feel comfortable after a vasectomy. But your scrotum may feel tender for a couple of weeks. So some doctors recommend that you wait for a week until the surgery is completely healed before resuming sexual activity.
Are you reading that off the internet, or was that you giving your personal expertise?
That is off of patient.info.info. I don't know.
What? You're on the website.
Patient. Patient info.
I already have at least one candidate that wants to participate in the Reggie dating show.
Sweet. So, from the 940, had to leave a date early because there was a work emergency. Now the girl won't respond to me. That's what's wrong Wednesday.
Dang. That's
she thinks that you lied to her.
Yeah.
She thinks he had to go poop in the middle of our date.
Ooh, yeah. How would you handle that?
I broke up with a girl once. I really did. I was just like, I gotta go. And I just left and never went back. Because I was embarrassed mostly. And then she called me and I was like, she was like, what happened? And I was like, I had to poop. I was just really embarrassed. And she was like, you could have told me. And I was like, sorry. I'm cheating on you.
If you were at a restaurant, though, well, would you just leave the restaurant and be like, here's some money?
You don't carry cash either.
Would you have to leave your card?
Now I'm married. So,
No. But like in this other alternative universe where you're not married.
I'm typically a pretty good planner about eating. And then I didn't expect to go back to her place that night, you know?
So you didn't plan for eating that night.
I'd planned to eat dinner. And then I didn't plan to go back to her place and just kind of hang out for a while. And so, but usually I make sure everything's clean, cleaned out, ready to rock. From the 559, last night y'all brought up Wendy's spicy chicken nuggets. I stopped to get some because you put it on my mind. Dipped it in buffalo sauce and got, that's where the text ends.
Did they die at the end of that text message?
I don't know. It doesn't say anything else. I want to know the rest of the story.
Wait, is Dak Prescott texting into the show?
Oh.
Before he got sacked.
From the 214, what's wrong Wednesday? I may never witness a Kevin Hagland wedding. Oh, oof, man.
Yeah. Me neither.
I don't know. The odds may be shifting on that a little bit.
Really?
Man, we know your track record here.
Yeah, that's a good point. I don't know if I told you this, and she was at my party, Reggie, that Corey was invited to, and so was Colby. But the most savage burn I've ever had in my life is I was like, man, we should be like best friends. We should get like BFF rings and everything. And she goes, I would, but you know, sometimes when you give a girl a ring, it doesn't work out super well.
Oh, wow.
I was like, damn. Mm. So that was what's wrong Wednesday for like a year. And she goes, she still brings that up. And she's like, you have to admit, that's pretty funny. I was like, I mean, it is funny. It's objectively funny, but it still hurt my feelings for like a minute.
I think it's pretty subjective. You were subjected to it, so it's funny.
That's the point.
From the 682, what's wrong Wednesday? I feel like my girl's cheating on me, so I'm thinking about breaking up with her. Should I?
Just talk to her.
Shouldn't you know? Instead of thinking, I think she's cheating on me.
Man. Sometimes,
no, I know,
Corey,
she is. Now I'm going to break
you up. You trust people, and they betray you. All right? Sometimes that's what happens. And then sometimes you have to get a ring back from them. The world is a complicated place. What are we talking about?
So what you definitely shouldn't do is make wild accusations about her doing that.
Just find out when they tell you in devastatingly life-altering fashion.
From the 214, what's wrong Wednesday? The way Kevin says Saquon Barkley's name makes me want to rip up my Tolo sticker.
Yeah, that's not his name.
Well,
Does it bother you?
I said Saquon for a long time.
All right, I'll
and then somebody got mad about it and I changed it.
Do you think it was that same person? Or do you think we have an army of Tolos who are mad about that? How do you know that I'm not saying it wrong just to troll him because he's a giant? The answer to that is simple because I said it the same way when he was at Penn State.
Oh, okay.
From the 432, what's wrong Wednesday? I don't know when Peace-a-thon is. That makes two of us.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be the day before Thanksgiving, probably. We'll get back to you on more specifics about that.
We haven't talked to the boss about that yet.
I mean, look, you would think like it's always the day before Thanksgiving, but who knows?
Wait, am I going to be here for that?
I mean,
I hope somebody's
you need to
here.
Go ahead and plan for that if you could, Reggie. That'd be great.
So when is it then?
The day before Thanksgiving.
For sure?
Are you going to be here for that day?
I can't say 100%.
How do I plan for that?
I'm like 90% or 85%.
All right, Tolos, I will block out the day before Thanksgiving. Y'all do that too, and hopefully that works.
Okay, good. Good, good, good. Will this be your first full-blown Peace-a-thon?
Absolutely.
Man.
I'm sleepy already.
Okay. We didn't.
Dude,
even...
you don't fall asleep during that.
Yeah.
You fear it is mostly what is going on.
Man, that's true. But I also play You're the Best Around from Karate Kid
about
5 consecutive times on my radio listening on the way in. So, like, I'm freaking fired up.
The best. Nothing gonna do to win it here.
For the 214, what's wrong Wednesday? Somebody just texted in from a 462 number. What the F is that? That's a good point. From the 615, answer my phone call. I'm the best wingman ever. Are you on the phone now? Maybe we'll, man, should we bring back you answering the phone during breaks? That's the thing that we did, is you just talk to people about random things.
It was a lot of fun too, man. You know what happens now? Like when that was when we were on the weekends and we would get like two or three callers.
Yeah.
Now if we do that, the lines will light up. You know what? Maybe not. Maybe the phones won't light up.
877-881-1053. Call right now. Corey will try to talk to you in the break. And also, this is a really legitimate one right here. This is from Emily. What's wrong Wednesday? Where's my 2017 Peace-a-thon shirt, Kevin? All right. So we gave shirts to everyone who donated, I think, at least $20 or $25. But, like, we had some giveaway, and somebody took a bunch of my shirts, and then I didn't have any shirts left. She's the only person who I... Corey is answering phones as we speak.
What's up?
She's the only person I couldn't get a shirt to, and we've had all kinds of problems. Hang in there, Emily. We're going to have incredible news about brand new, unbelievably awesome Tolo and KNC shirts coming, hopefully in the next 30 days. I'll get you the coolest, newest, best shirt. How about that? We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Go ahead and call in if you want to talk to Corey. Coming up next, give us your answers. Who are the worst five teams in the NFL? Tell you who I think they are. We'll do it next on The Fan.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.